Oh my God, these two different coffees that I'm trying this morning, the La Frontera from Guatemala, and now the Los Planes, also from Guatemala, also from green coffee importers and merchants, third wave coffee source, couldn't be any more different if they tried. They are so different. It is so fascinating. Already, actually, a few days ago when I cupped them 2 days off the roast, roasted them 7 days ago, Tuesday last week. Already, you know, this Los Planes kind of was so different to La Frontera. And then I had a third one on the cupping table as well, which is the La Esperanza. All these are Guatemalan coffees, superb quality Guatemalan green beans. You couldn't ask for any more. And it's fascinating to, to roast them for one, to cup them for two, and then to see them mature and then brew them in various brewing techniques and methods, and as well, obviously, pushing them through the R58 dual boiler PID espresso machine, which, not as gentle as an extraction, but we've been there before. This is a 9-bar under pressure, short burst of, well, wonderful coffee in a glass shot, and then you can put milk to it, of course, as well. So I've just, I don't know, about 20 minutes ago, done the La Frontera, which was beautiful, delighted as an espresso, a lot of chocolate notes in there, beautiful body to it, very, very creamy, worked beautifully with milk, sent Shirley off to work with a latte, La Frontera, which she absolutely adored. And now I've got the Los Planes. And it is so, so different. First of all, already the bean looks slightly different. You have to go when you roast to what the bean dictates, because it tells you, it talks to you. And so, obviously, I'm always hoping to get the best out of these beans when I roast. And I don't know, I haven't been roasting that long, but I think I'm getting pretty good results with quality beans. So let's get back to that. On the cupping table already, it just was more brighter. The mouthfeel was lighter than the La Frontera and also the La Esperanza, which are very close to one another. It'll be interesting to see how they actually also taste when you extract or brew with them. On the cupping table, everything is absolutely uniform. The same grinds apply, the same water applies, the same temperature, and the same steeping time, which is what happens when you cup. But now, let's get back. I've just pulled a shot now. It needed a much, 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 much finer grind than in La Frontera. It also needed more dosing, and I think it needs a bit more maturing. Because, why do I say that? It runs a touch fast through the espresso machine, and it yields a bit too much. It's not as thick, not as rich. And I think if it matures a bit more, it probably will settle down a bit more as well. But the taste is already pretty good. I recognize what I had on the cupping table. It's got brighter notes. The mouthfeel is definitely lighter. I'm going to take another sip just to refresh my memory here. But it is lovely. It's got this lovely acidity, florally, also kind of at the moment, it's still kind of also maybe towards grapefruity, kind of this kind of direction. But it's lovely. And I think I'm just going to let it mature a bit more before I put milk to this. Definitely before I try it on Shirley, because in a latte, I'm not so sure what's going to happen. But I think the key thing to do is to, first of all, be so aware of differences in beans, and that's what's the fascinating thing. And then to let each bean do its own thing. And at this one, I'm sure it's going to benefit from being left alone for another couple of days, and then let's try it again. But all I can say is Guatemalan coffees per se are beautiful coffees. I like them, and it's fascinating to see the variety within the same country that beans can actually produce and bring to the cup. That's great. Again, I will have to praise, to finish off this brew, Nadine Rasch and Third Wave Coffee Source. They really bring great coffees to coffee lovers.